Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Sharon Katz, Shlomo Ben Avraham, Dorit Bat Sara, and Shifra Bat Sara, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zeb Ben Chava, Harab Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mittman, and Tzipora Fegi Bat Liba. We have one subject this week which we have to discuss. We haven't discussed it in several weeks, but we have to discuss it because it really foretells the downfall, the demise of the United States of America. And that is the mess that Donald Trump has created. First, let's understand that his number one campaign promise was to build a wall all along the United States-Mexico border. Remember they chanted at all of his rallies, build the wall, build the wall. That was the number one campaign promise. That was what he based his campaign on. And he said he would build a big, beautiful wall, a big, beautiful concrete wall. And he said he knows how to do it. He knows how to build those walls because he's a builder, he claimed. It was his number one promise. And all of his supporters said, if he doesn't keep this promise, that this is the ultimate promise. This is the reason we're supporting him. If he doesn't keep this promise, there's no reason to have him elected president in the first place. That's what Ann Coulter said. That's what Rush Limbaugh said. That's what most of his key supporters said. That's what they said at Breitbart and all of the sites that were promoting him, all of the internet sites that were promoting him. He said that he was going to build a big, beautiful concrete wall all along the U.S.-Mexico border, except where the Rio Grande River creates a natural barrier because of the river. But all the land barriers between the United States and Mexico, there was going to be a big concrete wall there. That's what he promised. And not only that, he promised that Mexico would pay for it. He's going to build a wall and Mexico's going to pay for it. And he promised this over and over again, hundreds and hundreds of times during the campaign. Now, he's telling us that he wants to build a fence there. He's calling it steel slats, a fence. He's not using the word wall anymore, even. In some of his tweets, he's avoiding using the word wall and speaking about steel slats, which is a fence. And what fence is he referring to? He's referring to the fence that Obama had there. This is Obama's fence. That's why you elected Donald Trump to build continue to have Obama's fence along the U.S.-Mexico border? And we know that the fence, currently there is a fence all along the U.S.-Mexico border. There's a fence there right now. And we know that the fence is completely ineffective. Millions upon millions of illegal aliens have crossed that border climbing over that fence or cutting through that fence. So it's completely ineffective. A big concrete wall, a giant concrete wall, would have been much more effective. This week, Donald Trump accepted a proposal from the Democrats, from Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, whom he has always supported, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. Remember, he gave money to their campaigns. He was a left-wing Democrat his whole life and supported Schumer and supported Pelosi and supported amnesty and was against the wall all his life. Supported the Gang of Eight in 2013 when they proposed complete amnesty, complete blanket amnesty for all illegal aliens, for 20 million illegal aliens in the United States. And Donald Trump supported it and gave money to every single senator that backed the amnesty proposal. And this week, those same left-wing Democrats, who are his lifelong friends, proposed spending money to fix, just to do repairs, on Obama's wall, on the wall that Obama already had there that is completely ineffective and that has enabled millions of illegal aliens from the third world to cross into the United States and stay in the United States. And that was their proposal, to spend $1.3 trillion fixing Obama's wall and on so-called border security measures, which are really a continuation of the same farce that we've had all of these years along the southern border. He accepted that. The Senate passed it because he told Mitch McConnell and the senators that he was going to sign it. He accepted it. Then there was a big backlash from his supporters on the right. Ann Coulter said he's only talk, and it was a disaster that we elected him. Rush Limbaugh said we're now realizing our worst fears. This is people's worst fears about Donald Trump. Everybody was blasting him on the right. When he realized he was about to lose his base, because they were about to see what a phony he is, he then reversed course again and then said he wouldn't sign the bill that he himself had been prepared to sign and that he had already accepted. Now, let's understand something. He can't afford to lose his base, because that's it. The left is already against him. The independents are against him. The suburban women are against him. College-educated voters are against him. The Democrats certainly are against him. Most of the country is already against him. The only thing he has left is this so-called Republican base. If he loses them, he has zero. He has no support. That would pull the rug right from under his presidency. That would be the end of him. So he can't afford to lose their support, and he was about to lose everything because he was going along with the Schumer-Pelosi compromise, so-called compromise, what compromise, the package to completely sell out on a border wall. He was breaking his promise, and he was accepting Obama's fence, and he was going to call Obama's fence the wall. And by the way, he's done this repeatedly in his tweets. He keeps saying, we've built already, a lot of the wall has already been built. None of the wall has been built. None of it. None of it. The only thing he has done is repairs for Obama's fence, which was happening before he became president. Every year the Congress appropriated money to repair the fence because the illegals tear down the fence on the southern border and rip into the fence and damage the fence. So the only thing they were doing was repairing the fence, which is what they were doing when Obama was president, when Bush was president, when everyone else was president, Clinton. When they were president, you had the same exact thing going on, the same appropriation, the same budget. No money for any wall. No wall has ever been built, even though he said a lot of the wall has already been built. None of the wall has been built. He just lies and lies and lies. And you idiots keep taking the same thing from him. You keep taking the same lies. And now he's reversed course because he realized he has no choice. And now he says he's ready for a long shutdown, and he shut down the government. First of all, he immediately gave the Democrats a big gift. He said, I'm shutting down the government. Instead of blaming the Democrats, which is what he should have done. He should have blamed the Democrats for it. And instead of doing that, he said, I own it, and I'm proud to be shutting down the government. Then now he's blaming them, but he's contradicting himself, which is what he does over and over again. And by the way, even though you Trumpsters, you idiotic, retarded Trumpsters, over and over again accept that from him, the majority of the American people don't accept that. Every poll shows the majority of the American people consider him to be dishonest. They believe he's a liar. They believe he's a fraud. They believe he's not keeping his campaign promises. 55-60% of the American people in poll after poll, sometimes more than 60%, say that he's a liar and that he reverses himself and changes positions and is unprincipled. Only you believe him because you're part of his cult. And you know when I say you, you know which people I'm referring to, you Trumpsters out there. Now that he's reversed himself and caused the government shutdown, it's too late. He doesn't have the votes for a wall now. It's too late. He was supposed to do what he promised to do, but he already broke his promise. He promised the minute he comes into office, he was going to start building that wall. He was going to start pushing to get that wall built. He promised he would do that the moment he comes into office. He didn't do that. You don't get big things done unless you start right away when you're a newly elected president, especially if they're controversial things that have a lot of opposition and resistance. Ronald Reagan immediately started pushing for the big changes that he wanted to make when he was elected president, and he got them. He got them through a House of Representatives that was controlled by the Democrats. He got 37, 38 Democrats to vote for his proposals because he pressured them through the American people. Trump could never do that. Because Reagan was popular. Reagan had the support of the majority of the American people. People, when Reagan was president, people knew that he was in charge. They knew who the president was. Reagan was disciplined. He was not the smartest president. He wasn't very well educated. He was no genius. But he was disciplined. And he gave great speeches. And he had great advisors and a great team and a great administration that knew how to get their agenda through. Now, I'm not happy with some of the things Reagan did. I wish that Reagan had been much more conservative and much truer to conservative principles. But Reagan did get what he wanted out of Congress. Even when the Democrats were controlling the Congress, he would get what he wanted. They gave him what he wanted over and over again because the majority of the American people sided with Reagan. He got the American people on his side. He went over the heads of the media and made great speeches. Not the crazy speeches that you people are so impressed with the speeches Trump makes, these crazy speeches. The majority of the American people don't agree with you. They think his speeches are nuts. They think he sounds like a buffoon, which he does. Only you're impressed with him. You're not the majority. Most people are horrified when they hear him speak and when they see him tweet. Now, on January 3rd, was that another 10 days from now? A little bit over 10 days from now? 2 weeks from now? Whatever it is. On January 3rd, the Democrats are taking over the House. They're certainly not going to give him the wall. And he's not going to get the wall before then because they're going to continue to block it. And he doesn't even have the votes for the wall in the Republican-controlled Senate. He doesn't have the votes for the wall. Because he didn't prepare this properly. And he didn't present his case to the American people. And he didn't act in a disciplined way. Ted Cruz was going to start. We warned you that you should support Ted Cruz for president. He was going to start right away pushing for the wall, immediately. And he was going to get money out of other agencies of the government and use it for the wall, something which the federal government does all the time. But Trump doesn't know how to do that because Trump doesn't know how Washington operates. And Trump doesn't have the loyalty of any of his cabinet secretaries. He has no loyalty. His own administration people are resigning and stabbing him in the back and pulling out. And he has no loyalty because he's disloyal. He stabs people in the back every minute, so you can't, if you're a disloyal person, you can't build loyalty among other people. Cruz, like Reagan, was going to have a disciplined, loyal administration, because you look at the Cruz Senate staff and the Cruz campaign, it was very disciplined, very well run. When Cruz does something, you see the speeches are very well disciplined, everything is all perfectly prepared, just as it was under Reagan. And you would have had Cruz taking money you don't even have to get special appropriation for the wall. You could have taken $500,000 out of this budget and $500,000 out of that budget and said, $500,000,000 out of this budget and $500,000,000 out of that budget and more money out of this and that and start building the wall with that money. They could challenge in court all they want, but a president has tremendous discretionary power over certain expenditures in the budget. Over many expenditures in the budget, the president is given flexibility over how to spend that money. Trump doesn't know how to do that. He doesn't understand the mechanics of government. He wouldn't even know where to begin. And so the Democrats now, on January 3rd, 10 days from now, 12 days from now, I don't know. We're doing this show, it's December 23rd when we're doing this show. And the Democrats are taking over on January 3rd. So you figure it out. And why are the Democrats taking over? Because of Trump. Trump's party, the Republican Party, because of him, lost 40 seats in the House. In these elections that we had this year, this November, the Republicans lost 40 seats. That's more seats than the Republicans have lost since 1974. Since the height of the Watergate scandal, when Richard Nixon had to resign the presidency that year. I mean, it was the worst time for the Republicans. Since then, Republicans have never lost so many seats since 1974, 44 years ago. 40 seats. Let me just give you an illustration of how badly the Republicans were beaten in these elections in the midterms, even though Trump tweets everything is a victory. If he's defeated for re-election, he's going to claim he won. But the reality is, he lost, when he ran for president, he lost against Hillary Clinton with the popular vote by 3 million votes. Because of the crazy, archaic electoral college, he still got elected. because of the Electoral College, even though more Americans voted for Hillary than for him. So it really wasn't a Democratic election, Democrat with small d. Hillary beat him by 3 million votes, and Hillary was the weakest, worst candidate you could run against, and even she beat him by 3 million votes. But in this past midterm election, in this past election this year, the Democrats got 9 million votes more than the Republicans. 9 million votes more than the Republicans. If that happens 2 years from now in the presidential election, Trump will be defeated in a landslide. If he loses by 9 million votes, that will be a landslide defeat for him. And look at what's coming. You think you had chaos these past 2 years? This is nothing. Most economists anticipate there's going to be a recession in the next year or two. What if he has to run for re-election and there's a recession, an economic recession? He's still going to say he made America great again? What if, and he ran with the stock market? The stock market, Wall Street, were going up when he became president, right? They went up, and he was taking credit for that almost every day. He was tweeting and taking credit, and the stock market is up. Look how wonderful, look what a great, successful president I am. The stock market went up because he was offering in his tax plan tax breaks for billionaires and for the multinational corporations, so they were buying huge amounts of stock because they liked his tax plan. They got trillions in tax breaks. The middle class got a tax increase. Trump increased the taxes for the middle class. But stocks were going up, and so people said, oh yeah, the economy, and it caused optimism in the economy because the stocks were going up, the Dow Jones Industrial and NASDAQ, and all the stocks were moving up. And Trump was taking credit for that. And so people were saying, look at my 401k and look at the stocks I invested in. You know, people, many Americans have a little money and some money in stocks. Most of them are not millionaires, but they have some investment in stocks. Or they have 401ks or pension plans or something that's involved with the stock market. So they were looking and seeing, and it was growing as the stock market was going up. Look at the stock market now. For the first time since the 1970s, NASDAQ is in a bear market. For the first time in the 70s, a major part of the stock market, NASDAQ, is in bear market territory. Bear market down more than 20%. That's unusual, by the way. In recent history, for the market to go into a bear market, usually we've had bull markets now for decades. You had temporary setbacks, of course, in the 2008-2009 situation you had when you had that recession under George W. Bush, until investors got their confidence back, the stock market was way down, but that was temporary. Here the market keeps declining. It doesn't make comebacks. It's not making a comeback. What happened in 2008-2009, the market made a comeback. Here it doesn't seem to be making a comeback. People are alarmed. They see someone in the White House, and I can tell you right now, many Americans believe that this guy in the White House is a madman, that he's an idiot, he's ignorant, he's crazy, he's unstable. He called himself a stable genius. Now, he's neither one. He's not stable, and he's certainly no genius. And so now the stock market is collapsing. It's going down and down and down. And again, most economists are predicting we're headed toward a recession. Interest rates are going up, and Trump doesn't know how to deal with that. He doesn't know what to do. He doesn't understand economics. He doesn't understand the stock market. He doesn't understand all of the things you thought he was a genius. Look at all the billions he made. He never made billions. All lies. All exaggerations and lies. All lies. He inherited hundreds of millions of dollars from his father. If you just left the hundreds of millions, if you inherited hundreds of millions decades ago and just left it in the bank, you'd be a billionaire today. Trump didn't make any. His father made the money. His father built a financial empire. He nearly lost the whole thing with the Taj Mahal Hotel and the casinos that he was running, where he ran porno. He introduced, by the way, porno into the casinos. And he nearly lost everything. He nearly went completely bankrupt. He doesn't want you to see who bailed him out when that happened. He doesn't want you to see if there was Russian money or Saudi money, and all the countries that he's now defending. He's defending Saudi Arabia, he's defending Russia, he's defending all the countries that give him money and that benefit him, he defends. He betrays his own country's interests and defends those who help him and his family's financial interests. That's called a traitor, by the way. If you, for money, for bribes from a foreign government, sell out your own country's interests, that's called treason. And Trump does do that with Russia, and does do that with Saudi Arabia, and is guilty of all of that. No question about it. Only the countries that give me money and that benefit the Trump family are the ones that those are the only ones he defends. Those are the only ones he defends. And now it's too late to build. He's not going to get a wall now. The Democrats are going to take over in 10 days or 12 days or whatever it is on January 3rd. The Democrats are going to take over the House. They're certainly not going to give him a wall. The Democrats voted unanimously against the wall proposal. There were 177 Democrats voted. It was 177-0. They voted unanimously against it. They're going to be the majority on January 3rd. How's he going to get a wall then? And they're going to begin all these investigations against him. They're going to release his tax returns, and we're going to find out what he's been hiding all these years. If you think we've had a mess the past 2 years, and we have, it's only going to get worse. Illegal immigration is up under Trump. The demographic crisis facing this country is getting worse under Trump. We're headed toward a non-white majority in this country very quickly. And Trump has accelerated that process. Trump is discrediting everybody that wants to have border security and that wants to have sovereignty. He's going to discredit that. People are not going to vote for candidates who advocate border security or sovereignty or dealing with illegal immigration. People are not going to vote for somebody like that again after Trump was president. He's going to discredit all of those things. It's like when Herbert Hoover was president. Before Herbert Hoover, from the Civil War, from Abraham Lincoln and the Civil War, this country was overwhelmingly Republican because of the Civil War and because people felt that the Democrats supported the South when they broke away from the United States in the Civil War. So the country was overwhelmingly Republican from the time of the Civil War all the way up to the 1920s. Then you had the 1929 Depression under Herbert Hoover, and Herbert Hoover made Republicans unpopular, and then you had a Democrat majority that started under Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Hoover made Republicans unpopular. Hoover discredited Republicans and made Roosevelt and socialist policies popular. And you have the same phenomenon today, like Jimmy Carter made Democrat policies unpopular for a while, and Ronald Reagan made Republican and conservative policies popular. 65% of young people voted for Ronald Reagan. He got 65% of voters from the ages of 18 to 29. That's what he was doing in the 1980s. He made young people call themselves conservatives. Young people wanted to be conservative and wanted to identify as conservatives in the 1980s because of Ronald Reagan. Today, the opposite is true. Young people are overwhelmingly left-wing Democrats now. Trump has made the cause of conservatism and republicanism poison among young people. So what does that mean for the future? When the young people take over, what's going to be the future of the country? The people that support Trump are old people like me. My age group, I'm 62. People my age, a lot of them support Trump. But that's not the future. And I know a lot of you don't care about what happens in the future. You don't care about the future generations. You only care about yourselves. That's what Trump represents, by the way, selfishness and immorality. How could you ever have had success with a selfish, immoral, vulgar, adulterous, lying, cheating, thieving president like Trump? How could you ever think that someone like that was going to succeed? If you don't have morals, if you don't have decency, if you don't know how to tell the truth, if you steal and rob from people in Trump University, steal money from people who thought that they were going to be your students, and you rob from working class people like he did in Trump University, and all the other ripoffs that he's done his whole life that we exposed before he was running. You didn't want to hear it. You didn't want to listen. You don't want to know. How could you have success from someone like that? What do you think is going to happen 2 years from now in the presidential election? Are you still going to say Trump was a success when you get a socialist Democrat in the White House in 2020? Remember, the Democrats got 9 million more votes in this election this year than the Republicans. It does not look good. And that was when the economy was doing well and the stock market was still doing well. What's going to happen now that the stock market is collapsing and that it looks like we're headed toward a recession? What do you think is going to happen? You think Trump is going to be reelected if there's a recession? You think Trump's going to be reelected if the stock market continues to collapse? You think Trump is going to be reelected if he doesn't get the wall, which is his number one campaign promise? People are going to accept his explanation that repairing Obama's fence is the same thing as building the wall? How many people are that stupid? So if you get someone like Beto O'Rourke, God forbid, or Bernie Sanders, God forbid, or one of these other horrible, horrible individuals, if they get elected president, do you know what that will do to this country? America is at a tipping point where it's about to go into a non-white majority demographically. If America becomes a third world non-white majority, that's the end of the country. There's no way you're going to have what you want in this country if that happens. It's over. If that happens, it's kaput. It's over. We tried to warn you. I think it's too late. I don't think that Trump can get his wall. And I don't even think he cared about the wall. He tried to sign a bill without the wall, and now he's already talking about a fence and steel slats and trying to back away from it. Terrible. What a disgrace. What a joke. Ann Coulter, who backed him so enthusiastically, says that Trump is all talk, talk, talk. Even his own Tucker Carlson, who certainly support him, Tucker Carlson and Fox News, who has the Fox News program. I don't know if he's on at 8 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock. I don't even know because I don't watch TV. But the Tucker Carlson has said that Trump has not kept his campaign promises. His own supporters, even on Fox and Friends, which was the show in the morning where they always supported him through thick and through thin, they've begun to criticize him. They've begun to say that this is crazy, what's going on. Look what he did in Syria. He didn't pull troops out of Syria, and I don't care about American troops in Syria per se. I don't think that's the answer. But he didn't pull the troops. He said the only reason we're in Syria is because of ISIS. In other words, he's not concerned about Russia and Iran being in Syria. That's not even an issue to him. The only issue to him is ISIS. And he says, we won. We've already won. It's over. He declared victory. What is he, crazy? We've won the battle against Islamic terrorism? We've defeated Islamic terrorism? Is he joking? Is he crazy? The answer is yes. Don't you see what's going on? You're going to see. But when you do, it's going to be too late. It probably is too late already. In Israel, it's not too late, because God has promised the Jewish people that the land of Israel will be theirs for eternity. And we're working to wake the people of Israel up with our advertising campaign. That's holy work that we're doing. We've reached over 300,000 Israeli Jews since the summer, over 300,000 Israeli Jews with our video campaigns, with our Hebrew videos. So we're bringing the truth to them. Do you think that's important? Of course it is. If you understand how important it is, then you'll help us and join with us. We need your help. We need to fight together as a team to make this a better world. I had to do this show again to warn you. I know you hate when I bring up Donald Trump and I tell the truth, because you hate the truth. But the truth, even when unpleasant, has to be told. And no one, I mean, JTF has suffered tremendously because of the fact, in the English language movement, the Hebrew language movement has been unaffected. Our Hebrew movement is actually doing, Baruch Hashem, thank God, is doing very well. As I said, we got over 300,000 views for our video since the summer. That's, for an organization with our budget, that's major progress, something we dreamed of, and it's growing and growing. Baruch Hashem, thank God. But that's in Israel. That's the Hebrew language movement, which is the main thing that we're doing. Our secondary thing was here in the United States, the English language movement. That did suffer a lot because of our unpopular stance, because we told the truth on Trump. it was unpopular and we took a big hit for it. But we're going to tell you the truth whether it's popular or not. The truth has to be told. And I know there are people who can't stand that. You and your principles. And you and your pictures out of principle. What, do you think Hillary would have been better? Let me ask you. If Hillary had been elected and if there had been a recession under Hillary, and then we elected a real conservative Republican president in 2020, would that have been better than the scenario we seem to be headed for now? Where Trump is going to own the recession, and Trump's going to own the stock market collapse, and Trump's not going to get the wall, and Trump's going to lose possibly by a landslide when he runs for re-election. Very possible he'll lose by a landslide. And a left-wing socialist Democrat gets elected just when America's at the tipping point to become majority non-white. This is better? Of course Hillary was terrible, and we hate Hillary. We despise Hillary. We despise her husband. We despise all the Democrats. But what is better? In the end, about having a Republican sellout. This is why we refuse to support either one. And now we're going to be in a situation where we're going to have to make very unpleasant choices as far as America's concerned. But anyway, help us with Israel. That's the one area where we still have hope. And we hope to get Moshe Feiglin and the Zahut Party in the Knesset, God willing. We're going to do everything we can to help him and everything we can to wake the people of Israel up. If you want to be part of that, then your place is with us. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.